Good morning. It's Thursday, February 29th, 2019. I come to you this morning wondering why you woke me, Lord. I was fast asleep. I didn't count sheep, but I'm counting them here this morning. You woke me with amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. It surely was stuck in my mind, but what I find is you are always so kind, so I soon need to fall on my face. It was only 4:44. I could not have slept more. There was the squeaky door. I went to bed thinking upon the I ams. You are, you say, I am the door, and you are squeaking with me. Why me, O Lord, that I cannot see? You say, I am the good shepherd. There's no counting the sheep again. You have done it, O Lord, you have done it. We go because we are sent by the great I am. We go because we are sent by the great Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon all of us, not just some. Have mercy on all of us, Jesus, come. O Lord, we have our joy from you stolen. The enemy comes stealthily to steal it. And when we grope in utter blackness, we grope, losing hope. We'll feel what we need, what we are searching for. You say, I am the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Put your folks upon great hills to shine their light across many miles. Like on our cell phones, the brightest light shining across the whole of 90,000 sheep in a stadium in Orlando last weekend. You say, I am Jehovah Jireh. You, the provider, your grace is sufficient for us. You say, I am the great physician, the God who healeth thee from all thy wounds, diseases. You are not a partial, good enough for government type God. You are the one who cleanses us through and through so that we may love you with all of our heart, our emotions, our mind, our soul, who we are as people, and all of our strength. Lord, may we be faithful. You who have called us are faithful. You will complete the work that you've begun in us. December 2018, you gave me a glimpse of the beauty of not anguishing over doing your will. For your word in 1 Thessalonians 5 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is your will according to Christ Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Here it is, the end of February 2019. You brought to mind Micah 6:8. You have shown us, O Lord, what is good, what you require of us, to love mercy, to do justice, to walk humbly with our God. Injustice angers me so, but you say, be angry and sin not. Let the injustice of our world be done away with, in Jesus' holy name. May we answer your holy call to get on our faces before you, to fast, to pray for 40 days. March 1st to April 9th, like the SEND conference encouraged us, away be gone alcohol, be gone refined sugars, be gone processed foods, be gone all pleasures of all sorts that arise from the lust in our hearts. May you, Holy Spirit, silence our lust of the eyes, our lust of the flesh, our pride of life. May we flee when the notion comes that we must have something, when we really need manna from on high. We desperately cry out for you, God. We want you alone. May we smash the idols of our hearts. Our time, our talents, and our treasures belong to you alone. May we not be compromisers. We are in this world. We are not of this world. May we brighter and brighter shine your light. You, Jesus. Help us reflect your image to a world that longs for you, for your love, for your care, for your compassion, for your forgiveness. There's nothing outside the scope of your redemption. There's no sin too great. People fear because we've murdered, we've stolen, we've cheated you out of what belongs to you. You desire our first and our best. You long for us to surrender to you all that we are, all that we have, no holds barred, full surrender, giving it up, palms upwards, letting go, receiving only what's brought to us by your holy hands, your purpose, your fulfillment of our destiny. You are our life. You say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You say, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. There is freedom from the chains that claim bondage over us. Lord, release us from the enemy's chains. Restore to us the joy of your salvation. Renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not from your holy presence. Do not take the Holy Spirit from us. We belong to you. Reclaim your territory, the earth and all that is in it, so we may bless your holy name and know that you are the Redeemer of all things broken, all things unlovely, all things sabotaged by the enemy. He takes the truth and twists it masterfully so. He is the master of twisting your truth. Lord, help us to have our antenna up. Help us to be on high alert, for the enemy creeps about like a roaring lion, seeking those he may devour. What a horrible picture, illustrating how desperately close to you we need to stay. I made gingerbread nativity scenes years back, and one of the sheep got stuck to the shepherd during the baking process. Oh Lord, let us hold fast, stick to the shepherd during our baking and refining process. Now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the time for salvation. Call upon the good, the great shepherd of your soul. Help us, dear Jesus. He hears the cries of his children. He will never leave nor forsake thee. He will go with you wherever, even to the ends of the earth. You, Lord, are in all places. You are present over this planet. You are on the streets. You are with the saints all over the place. Shine forth, O Lord, your redemption, your salvation, your glory come down today, here on this planet as in heaven. Holy God, Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on this planet as in heaven. Give us today, now, our daily bread, your word, your spirit, our manna from heaven. Forgive us all of our debts. Oh God, they're huge. As we forgive those who owe us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.